Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rhoda. Our guest today is Chef Zipporah, an accomplished private chef who has cooked for many celebrities, the author of Recipe for a Delicious Life, and an expert on healthy eating on a budget. Chef Zipporah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it is my pleasure.
You've had a really fascinating career as a private chef. How did you get into that industry, and how do you find clients?
Okay, so to begin with, I started cooking or preparing food, I'd rather say, since I was 4 years old, because my mom was a really good cook, but she cooked mostly like Eastern European, which is very heavy, what you call here in America Jewish food. And I would like more like the Mediterranean flavor growing up in Israel. So I started arranging salads and from all, you know, we have a garden and we have a vegetable garden and fruit. Anything you can possibly imagine, we grew. And so I started making it. My brother and my cousins loved it and I got a lot of attention. And so I encouraged me to make some more, and one thing led to another. And many, many years later, I'm coming to the United States. And at the same day that I moved, I was introduced to a chef that used to work for Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. And this was arranged for me by somebody from Phoenix. Anyway, we go to a dinner, and she said, look, my friend just opened a chef agency. I'm going to introduce you to him. And so he called me the next morning and interviewed me, and they said, I don't know when I'm going to call you. My phone can ring any minute. And sure enough, in the afternoon, he rang me back and he said, look, they asked me to send a chef to the Bob Hope residency. So I said, okay. He said, look, you know, just be yourself the way you were with me and just answer all the questions and hopefully they will like you. And the rest was history. They hired me on the spot. They paid me higher and better than anybody else. I went to my agent, Vic, and he said, well, you got to be something special. And he put me on the top of the list, and the rest, you know, was from there on, you know, one thing led to another. And I got to work for a lot of celebrities, travel with them around the world. You know, some of them was like Mariah Carey. I did a world tour with the Kelly family. I worked with Seal. Paul Anka, a lot of musicians, because music and food for me are very, very much connected. And I know I'm giving you a long answer, but is that kind of make sense what I'm saying here?
Absolutely. And one of the things that you did was release a CD with your book. Can you talk a little bit more about sort of the connection you see between music and food and how you've utilized that in your career?
Yes, lovely. So, you know, everything in the universe has the frequencies, you know, and same thing with music. Like, for example, Baroque music have the highest frequencies, right? Heavy metal music have the lowest frequency on the scale. So I learned to love this Baroque music. It's always brought me to a very state of being like meditative being. I felt the best. I was able to be focused and concentrated and, you know, don't have the noise that you usually have in your head. You know, just be right here present on the time. And so just for my pleasure, I start incorporating music with what I was cooking, and I still do this till today. And what I find out that, you know, food has vibrancy too, you know, frequency too. So basically, when I play the music, this kind of music, while I'm cooking, I create what we call frequencies or vibrational food, which is the most, you know, this is kind of beside, I would say, is my secret, not so secret anymore, ingredients. Because when people eat this food, they feel something different. It's like almost religious experience. And so that's why I created the CD, you know, with the food, because with the book I'm meaning, because I would like to inspire this and create this kind of awareness for anybody who cook or prepare food, chef, professional chef, anybody who prepare food, I believe me, trust me, try this and you'll see your life and the quality of the food will change and transform.
One of the things about being a private chef is that you're sort of only impacting so many people. Your scale is limited. How did you think about branching out your career in ways to bring your messages to a larger audience of people?
So right now I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking to create event with, I cannot tell you too much, you know, because I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, if you know what I'm saying. But I can tell you a little bit about it. Is I'm in the process of creating an event that will combine music, very special music, with preparing food. We're going to do this with mass media exposure, and that's, you know, when I'm going to go to the masses, to the, you know, I mean, all over the world, people are going to watch it. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about it, and we're going to do some publicity and marketing, and that's one of the ways. The other way is talking with you. I have been on many other radio shows, been on TV shows, websites, and like this.
Before we continue, a quick word from our podcast sponsor. Are you looking for an easy way to batch cook healthy food at home? Joule Sous Vide is the tool for you. Joule heats food to the exact right temperature and holds it there, so it's hot and ready to serve whenever you are ready to eat. There's no guesswork, so food is never under or overcooked. To get yours, visit chefsteps.com/Joule and use the code CLEVER, all lowercase, to get $15 off for a limited time. That's chefsteps.com/Joule, code CLEVER. The code is case sensitive, so be sure to type lowercase CLEVER. Joule, perfect food every time. And now, back to our podcast. One of the things that you really focus on is helping people eat healthier on a budget. What are some of the things that you give people as resources or tips that you can provide for how to do that better?
Well, I'm going to say one thing, you know, you heard it over and over and over again. It's true. I suggest people never go to the store when you're hungry, because now you're coming from emotion of hunger instead of really realization or practical, what do you really need to buy. And so you buy more food and then you throw it away. So that's a waste of time and money, right? So always, you know, go to the store when you're not hungry. Number two, make a list. So now you're not just wandering in the aisle. You know exactly what you need. You don't buy too much. And number two, you know, buy fruit. And I usually buy organic. They're a little bit more expensive, but overall, you know, they're saving a doctor bill because they're much more healthier to you. And I, you know, said people buy fruit in the season and just buy what you need. Don't buy too much. And number two, don't go once in the grocery store. I would say, you know, a lot of people work, so if you don't have time to go two or three or four times, which I go every day, at least two or three times a week, if you can, go to the store. This way, the fruit and everything, the vegetable and everything will be fresh. You wouldn't have to throw everything and utilize everything. So far, this kind of the pretty main advice that I suggest to the people.
What are some ways that kids can get involved in preparing food and deciding on menus and kind of helping get that mindset that food is something worth spending time thinking about?
Right. So, you know, so kids, like adults, but I'm talking about kids now, they like to know their feeling, their advice, and their, as a whole, as being, are matter and listened to. So, number one, you know, we sit down with them on a dinner table, say, you know, what are we going to do tomorrow? What would you like? And so you included the kids, they give you suggestion. You know, when they suggest something, usually they will eat it. So number one, include them in the creating the menu. Number two, you know, if you can take them and help them, show them what is a great tomato. You know, I mean, for example, I take sometimes kids and I show them, you know, if you want to have tomato, of course, they have to be nice. But it has more red tomato is as sweet as it is. You know, I teach them kind of little thing. You know, if they're a little bigger, I show them how to read the ingredients, you know, the package, and tell them that if you cannot even pronounce the word, you know, you don't want to buy it because there's a chemical. And number two, and the most important thing, or not the most, but very important, is include them, you know, in the food preparation. You know, let them, give them a little small task. you know, I wouldn't give a knife for somebody small, but if the kid is a little bit bigger, I'll show them a little bit knife skill and let them chop a little bit and prepare the food, arrange, you know, take the food for the table, even help to wash the dishes, involve the whole process of preparing fruit from, as I said, design the menu to shopping to preparing to eating, of course, together as one family. No phone allowed in the dinner time, and help to clean the table.
What are some of your tips for when you're at the grocery store, you're trying to think about that menu for, as you say, 2-3 days in advance? How do you make the most of the resources that you have and really optimize your shopping?
You know, when I make my list, I kind of, because I'm kind of super, super organized, I divide my list for three. I write one column, I write the vegetable. The other one, I write the fruit. I'm actually four. And then the third one, I write, you know, everything that needs to be by the, you know, food aisle. And then number four, write the protein. So, you know, so first of all, you have the leaf. So you start with vegetable, then you're going to go to the fruit, you know, which are next together. So in other words, you're not just going all over the list, running from one item aisle to the other. You start with one, you know, I usually start with the produce, then I go to the food item, and lastly I go to the protein. And that saves you, you know, you organize, it saves you time, and it eventually saves you money because, you know exactly what you need, you go, and so that's how I do it.
As we get closer to back to school season, I think a lot of parents are thinking about school lunches and how to keep them interesting and healthy throughout the year without spending an infinite amount of time. What are some of your tips for providing a nutritious brown bag lunch that is not boring and keeps kids interested in healthy food?
Right. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure now they have, you know, and you can buy it, but so just people to do this, you know, I mean, they can do like they can, you know, you can have fries, different kind of fries, even potato, sweet potato, or vegetable, cut them to a small, you know, and instead of fry them, you just put them in a, you know, bake them, put some spices, maybe salt and pepper. The kids don't like too many, you know, too many spices. Very simple, a little bit olive oil, mix it up and bake it in the oven. So this is number one, it's healthier. And, you know, if you do some vegetable fries, they have a different colors. If you have time, you will be more creative. You can even use a cooking cutter and cut them in a different shape, you know, and kids love to do this. And then if you have even extra time, you can have, again, the kids help to prepare this, of course, then they're going to eat it. You can help make home prepare chicken or fish fingers instead of buying them. Again, you make them much more healthier. You know, some kids cannot tolerate gluten, so you know, you have now gluten free that you can do, and the breadcrumb, you know, and then of course always send some seasonal fruit, especially in talking now in the summer, nice apple or plum or some little grapes. Very much highly recommend on all of the variety of berries. And then, of course, you know, sometimes you can send, you know, sometimes people, the kids like some, maybe yogurt dip, you know, just like a little yogurt, some lemon, some dill, or some parsley, mix it all together, and, or maybe hummus, and just some with chopped vegetable like carrot and celery and, you know, stuff like this. Where, you know, every day something different among all of the varieties. Then they get something exciting and healthy, and especially if they help to create it themselves, you know, they're going to eat it.
Thank you so much for coming to talk with us today, Chef Sephora. These are such useful tips for eating healthier, a little more budget-friendly, and they're definitely useful all year round.
Thank you very much, Cara, and you have an amazing day. And don't forget to call me when you're hungry.
Check out the book, Recipe for a Delicious Life, and tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.